Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The former manager of the Bergman Hotel may spend the next decade in prison for dealing drugs. Wednesday in U.S. District Court, 52-year-old Charles Edward Cotton Jr. pled guilty to four counts of distributing methamphetamine. Cotton was arrested last October for selling at least 111 grams of methamphetamine in May and June of last year. There was also a .45-caliber handgun and nearly 392 grams of a mixture containing methamphetamine found in his vehicle. Cotton was the manager of the Bergman Hotel in the fall of 2016, just before the city condemned it in March of 2017. That was also just before confidential informants recorded buying methamphetamine from Cotton and a co-defendant, 36-year-old Ricky Stapler Lisk. Cotton was also the husband of Penny Cotton, whose death by gunshot last September at the Breakwater Inn is under investigation by Juneau Police. Cotton will be sentenced August 3rd. Lisk pled guilty in February, and he will be sentenced in October. A Juneau man arrested for breaking into the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center will serve just under 3 years in prison for a federal firearms charge that is unrelated but happened at about the same time as the burglary. 52-year-old Mac Arthur Parker was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court to 34 months in prison on a charge of a felon in possession of a firearm. He was arrested after he picked up a 9mm pistol that he had just found. Parker will also spend 3 years on supervised release. Police officers found Parker last June 25th passed out behind the wheel of his still-running vehicle. Officers say he immediately reached for a pistol under his leg. Police later determined the firearm was stolen from the Anchorage area. A week later, Parker was arrested again for the July 2nd burglary and ransacking of the visitor center. Sentencing the state case for the visitor center burglary is set for April 17th. Fire officials say a Delta Airlines flight made an emergency landing at a North Dakota airport. KFGO reports the jet with 189 passengers on board was heading from Minneapolis to Anchorage yesterday evening when the crew reported smoke in the cockpit. Fire officials say the plane landed safely at Hector International Airport in Fargo about 7:30. The airline has not explained what caused the smoke. And an effort to address gun violence in Alaska has stalled in the legislature. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Matt Klayman says he lacks support on the committee to advance the measure, which would have allowed authorities to temporarily take guns from people deemed to be a danger to themselves. Klayman says he worked with the National Rifle Association and committee members to try and address concerns with the bill, but he came up short. Forecast calls for showers for today and mostly sunny skies for tomorrow. High temperature in the mid-50s.